Almost 21 million Americans, nearly a third of the nation's homeowners, own their homes outright. In Charlotte, the percentage, though, is much lower, just 20%. New York City outdoes us with 30% of its homeowners free and clear. In Tampa, it's 33.2%. And Pittsburgh, a whopping 38% of homeowners have completely paid off their mortgages. Real estate tracking from Zillow tallied these figures for the 30 largest metro areas. Charlotte's low number doesn't surprise local realtor Eric Locker.
Given that we are a market where we have a number of people who move in and move out as they are either moving up the corporate chain or are looking for new opportunities, we're a bit younger market.
Locker is past president of the Charlotte Regional Realtor Association. And when he says young, he means people who haven't lived here very long. Charlotte has been one of the nation's fastest growing cities, so of course a bunch of recent transplants won't have paid off their homes yet. The typical mortgage is 30 years. Now, the Zillow data also shows that age does make a difference. People over 65 are more likely to have paid off their loans. Big surprise. And that brings us to Pittsburgh, the nation's leader in mortgageless homeowners, where the population skews older and actually shrank overall by 8% last decade.
The same is true of Cleveland and St. Louis. They all have older populations, and their populations are relatively stable. They don't tend to see a lot of population growth.
That's Wells Fargo senior economist Mark Vittner, who is not worried by Charlotte's mortgage indebtedness compared to those other cities. But check back with us in 10 years. Realtor Eric Locker says newcomers to Charlotte aren't as eager to buy since the housing crash. They seem to feel safer renting while they make sure the job lasts and that they like the city well enough to make it their permanent home. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.